Prince Prospero sent for his favorite little fairy Ariel. And when Ariel told him the king's ship and all her crew had been safely landed on the island, Prospero sent Ariel to fetch Prince Ferdinand, the king's son. So Ariel, in the form of a water nymph, came near Prince Ferdinand, singing a magic little song. And Prince Ferdinand followed Ariel in the magic singing and was led into the presence of Prospero and Miranda. Now Miranda, since coming to the island, had never seen any human being except her father. And thinking all men were old like her father, she was delighted with the appearance of the young prince and looked on the prince with love in her secret heart. "Oh, father," said Miranda in surprise, "is it not a spirit?" "No, girl," answered her father. "It eats and sleeps and has senses such as we have." And Prince Ferdinand, seeing such a lovely lady in this desert place, thought her the princess of the fairy island. Prospero was very pleased to find they admired each other and had, as we say, fallen in love at first sight. But Prospero wished to find out if Prince Ferdinand was worthy of Miranda's love, so he made believe he was very angry with Prince Ferdinand, calling him a spy who had come to the island to take it away from him. Then he made Prince Ferdinand pile up thousands of heavy logs of wood. Now this was very hard work for a king's son, but Prince Ferdinand went about his work with a light heart as he loved Miranda so dearly. Prince Ferdinand told Miranda that someday he would be king of Naples and that she should be his queen. And when Miranda consented to marry Prince Ferdinand, Prospero, who had been listening to their conversation, appeared before them and, glad at heart, he gave his daughter to Prince Ferdinand. In the meantime, Ariel, the little fairy, had been playing many strange pranks on Antonio the brother and Alonso, the king of Naples, who were in another part of the island. Once, he set a fine feast before them, and just as they were about to eat it, he stood before them in the shape of a great monster with wings, and the feast disappeared. Then, to their surprise, Ariel, in the shape of the monster, told them how cruel they had been to drive Prospero from his kingdom. And when Ariel told Prospero, he believed Antonio the brother and Alonso the king of Naples were very sorry for what they had done. Prospero told Ariel to bring them to him, which he did. They did not know Prospero until he made heavenly music to sound in the air and appeared to them in the shape of the Duke of Milan. Antonio, with tears and sad words, begged his brother to forgive him, and the king said he was very sorry for what he had done. So Prospero forgave them both. Then he told the king to look into the cave, and there the king found his son, Prince Ferdinand, playing at a game of chess with Miranda. Great was the joy of the father and the son at this meeting, for each thought the other drowned in the storm. And so all ended happily. The ship was safe in the harbor, and the next day all set sail for Naples, where Prince Ferdinand and Miranda were to be married. As for Ariel, Prospero, before leaving the island, made him free as air, so that he could wander about where he would and sing with a light heart his sweet song. "Where the bee sucks, there suck I. In a cowslip, there I lie. There I couch when owls do cry. On the bat's back I do fly. Out this summer merrily, merrily, merrily shall I live now. Under the blossom that hangs on the bough.